You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Family, welcome to Speak. The show is here. The show that we have been waiting for. Sports television made for a day like today. Why? Because yesterday's game between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, it was more than just a football game. There were narrative implications on the line. When we saw this matchup, we thought this was going to be one of those historical matchups. You know, like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. That's what we thought this Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes matchup will be. Well, here's the problem. See, Patrick Mahomes, he's lived up to his end of the bargain. But Josh Allen, he ain't really like Peyton Manning. He's more like, well, in my mind, Philip Rivers, which isn't the slight that you might think it is, but we have to acknowledge the fact that there is levels to this. Josh Allen, Philip Rivers, they both through six seasons, no league MVPs, one AFC championship game appearance, and ultimately, at the end of the day, they didn't have no Super Bowls. So the game we watched yesterday, it was the biggest game of the season. Allen, Mahomes, it was more than just a game. There was narrative implications on the line. Heading to the desk, Shady, I don't know if you were there, but I do know you played for both of the teams, big dog. You had a lot to say about the game, and you look great in a Gucci suit. I'm not gonna lie to you. You look good. You look good. 2-5. Let's get it started with you, big dog. Josh Allen, he did lose the game. He's your former teammate. Riddle me this. Did the game change your opinion?
Nope.
At all?
Nope. No. Nope.
Josh Allen, your opinion didn't change.
No, he's still a great player. He lost to Patrick Mahomes. See, I had to go home and look at this, right? After they lost the game, I'm thinking like, well, it's Patrick Mahomes and it's Andy Reid. I kept telling you this all week. Yes, the Bills are the better team. They have this, that, and the third. The only thing is, if you're looking at who's going to win this game, you cannot bet against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. That's what they do.
Of course.
They've been there 5 in a row. They've been there 6 times in a row now. The NFC Championship game. So when Tom Brady was playing, he was running this thing. He was the guy like Patrick Mahomes. It's the same thing we're seeing again. Mm-hmm. We're seeing Tom, a little younger, a little bit more hair, a little bit more style. That's what it is. If you look at all the great quarterbacks that played at the time of Tom Brady, right? You talked about Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
He won two. He got one with the Colts and then one with the Broncos.
Yes, sir.
But even him took some time to beat Tom Brady.
Sure.
And Tom Brady wasn't even a guy yet.
Sure.
When he was beating on him like that. So Drew Brees, 20 years, right? He played one time in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. Aaron Rodgers, we all love to say how great he is.
Of course.
You bring him to your team, you're going to win a championship. That's what they say. Isn't that what you say?
Every day.
How many years he's been in there? He's like 40.
What, 20. He got 20 one, years. Though, four MVPs.
One championship.
Sure.
You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's hard to win.
Yes, it is.
Especially when you're going against that type of guy, generational talent,
so
like a Tom Brady.
What's that got to do with Josh? Tell me what's that got to do with Josh Allen.
What I say is, we all are trying to kill Josh. Because I know everybody here is going to say that they feel different about Josh, right? Everything you see on TV, everybody, my friends, y'all going to talk about it. But what I'm going to look at it, it's like, yo, who else is winning, though? Who else is really winning? Even when Tom Brady was running things, you might have a guy like Russell Wilson with that great defense. He stole one.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning, I mean, not even talk about him, but, like, he got two championships. Mm-hmm. I know nobody's seen that,
yep.
Right? Keep going. Peyton Manning, he got one. Big Ben. They all stole and got one, but
Correct.
They wasn't really winning like Tom Brady was winning. That's the same thing that's going to happen with the Chiefs. This is the worst the Chiefs will ever look in the mm-hmm. next 5-6 years. And they're back in the AFC game. So all I'm saying is this. As much as you want to kill Josh Allen and all these different things, right, it's Patrick Mahomes' era
sure.
for a reason. It's Andy Reid's era for a reason. And we can't get mad at Josh because Joe Burrow, I don't know if he's going to go out there and beat Patrick Mahomes again to get it. Even Lamar Jackson, they got a better team. They should win. But it's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. That's all I'm trying to say.
Here's my thing, though, Joy, is greats are great because they do great things. I don't like throwing the word great around loosely because greats are great because you got to actually do something great. Yeah. Josh Allen had to, in this moment, win this game because of what Shady said. Shady just said, that's the worst team Patrick Mahomes has had in his 6 years since he's been running things. You couldn't beat him at his worst. So God knows you ain't going to be able to beat him at his best. If you can't get one, then how am I supposed to think of you? Because even during the Mahomes era, Brady got one. Mm-hmm. Even during the Mahomes era, Burrow went to one. We're in the midst of the Mahomes era, and Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens are favored for Lamar to go to a Super Bowl. So even in this Mahomes era, the Mahomes era being the last 6 years in which they've hosted the championship game, not hosted but been in it, even in that period, Burrow's went, Lamar is favored to go, and Brady obviously being the greatest of all time, he went. My opinion of Josh Allen changed not because of one game, Joy, but my opinion of Josh Allen changed because at Mahomes' worst, and you were at home, your team couldn't get it done. Did yours change?
No, it did not change. Lamar hasn't beaten Patrick Mahomes yet, so let's not worry about them being favored because Buffalo was favored, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So let's not worry about Lamar just yet. Brady's gone and won one. So he's the greatest of all time.
Who?
Brady.
Yep.
You were there. And Burrow's gone. That's two men.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow, someone that we all think is really, really like that.
Yes.
So who's beating Mahomes? Really?
That's my question.
Who's really beating Mahomes? Now, Lamar may change that conversation, but as we're sitting at this desk currently today, that hasn't happened. And I might pick Lamar.
Mm. Yeah.
But yet, today, on this day, January 22nd, I believe it is, that hasn't happened. Mm-hmm. So Brady, the greatest of all time, and Joe Burrow, someone that we all legitimately think is great, the top of the league. Josh Allen ain't Patrick Mahomes. The Bills are not the Chiefs. Can't argue it. The Chiefs are better. They're always better in the postseason. They've beaten you three times. They're on a different level. I still think Josh Allen is a great player.
Absolutely.
I think he's super talented. I don't think his career is over. I don't think that they won't be right back in the postseason next year because they win the division every year. Every year they win the division. Even this year, they were really bad for the first part of the season. They still managed to win the division, which means you are at home in a playoff game and you are in the postseason. So as long as Josh Allen's there, they got a chance. Do they have a chance against Patrick Mahomes? No. We cannot say yes. They do not. If you aren't up against Patrick Mahomes, you're going home if you're the Bills. That question has been answered three times in three different versions. You play bad, you can't beat them. You play good, you can't beat them. You play great, you can't beat them. You can't beat them. They're better.
Sure.
They're just better. I don't want to hear a word about it. I don't know if this will be the worst that we'll see of the Chiefs. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Every season is different. But right now, the Chiefs are as bad as they have been during the Patrick Mahomes era, mm-hmm. and you couldn't beat them. You had a home game. There's no excuses. But as Josh Allen, as an individual, I still think he's a great player. I still think the Bills will be in the postseason next year.
No doubt.
And you got to be there to get a chance to win.
I got a question, James, for these two, the one to my left, the one to my right. Why do we think that Joe Burrow is like that?
Because we have eyeballs?
The way he's changed, I think, that franchise from where they were bad to draft him, they got a lot better, went to Super Bowl. Right, has a lot of different stats.
Great answer. Great, real quick, not for you, James. Great question. The answer Shady said, the second sentence was went to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
That's why we think Burrow's like that. At least that's why I think Burrow's like that. Burrow's never thrown for 40 passing touchdowns in a season. Burrow's never been an All-Pro. Burrow's been to one Pro Bowl. Burrow's 29-22-1, but he went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because he went to a Super Bowl, and like Joy said, we have eyeballs, but using a little more, because he went to a Super Bowl, we can all collectively say he's like that. He beat Patrick Mahomes, so he's got to be like that. His 29-22-1 record don't prove he like that. His one Pro Bowl don't say he's like that. He never thrown for 40 touchdowns don't say he like that. His 10-6 record the year they went to the Super Bowl don't say he like that. His cumulative record don't say he like that, but he went to a Super Bowl. To me, James, to be like that, you got to at least get to the game.
But he didn't get to a Super Bowl. Like, you can, there's a lot of guys that have gotten to a Super Bowl. The way that he got to a Super Bowl was different than some of the other paths that some quarterbacks have taken to a Super Bowl. He is the reason they won those games.
No.
So when I say,
he's okay, not.
Go ahead, James.
No,
he says not. So real quick.
Joe Burrow's not the reason they won them games?
No, remember the playoff games. Remember versus Oakland Raiders, his defense had to make stands? Like, Joe Burrow did not ball necessarily.
Wait.
I love Joe Burrow.
But we can't do that because all these other quarterbacks that we think is really, really good, their team helps out for that. So I ain't gonna argue that part.
Yeah.
But if Joe Burrow didn't go to Super Bowl, you wouldn't think he's a great quarterback?
I wouldn't say that he is in that conversation of rare air, because I can't.
It's only one guy that's in that rare air right now, though, right? It's only one guy.
Correct.
See, this is the issue I'm starting to get an issue with. Lamar Jackson, we think, is all phenomenal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, before this year, you was the biggest one saying he was a great player, but he wasn't.
Correct.
So let's not move this thing with the Super Bowl thing, right? Like, okay, so Josh Allen hasn't got there yet, but we can still say he's a great player. We watch him play.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. We watch him play, right?
Good individual.
So when you watch him play, you think he's a good talent, right?
Yes.
You think he's a good
player.
Good
talent. Yes, sir. 1,000%.
Yeah, see, so all for right. me.
This is funny.
My opinion has changed, but my opinion has not changed the type of player that Josh Allen is. Josh Allen has shown us over the years since he's been in the National Football League that he is like that. But we all know quarterbacks, when you start talking about greatness, is defined by the wins. You can't sit here and tell me Lamar Jackson is not great. But when I sit here and argue Lamar Jackson being great, people go right to the postseason. Ain't been to a Super Bowl. So to be labeled as a great quarterback, yes, I agree, you have to get to a Super Bowl. But this right here with Josh Allen, and the reason why my opinion changes, because if you are ever going to beat Patrick Mahomes, you got to make the regular plays. Like, when the game is on the line, when he is against Patrick Mahomes, he does not make the regular plays. You ain't got to make the superstar, the Superman Josh Allen plays every single time. And what I mean by that is, and I got a couple plays to show, Josh Allen got the ball in his hands at the crib, right? Right here. Just dump the ball down to 14. This is 2nd and 9. And the reason why I say this is because Patty making that play. Mm-hmm. Then again, it's 3rd and 9 right here. You got a clean pocket. We've seen you make this throw 1,000 times. You know what I'm saying? Like, at one point, you have to be able to make these plays. Then you put it in the field goal kicker's hands, and he misses it. But the reason why Joe Burrow beat him in Kansas City, Joe Burrow made them plays, right? And I know you want to say defense, and Joe Burrow made them plays to outdo Patty, right? Tom Brady made them plays to outdo, like, you have to make these plays to outdo Patty. And every time he gets against Patty, Patty's always the one that makes that one more play. And this is, like we say, this is the worst Patrick Mahomes teams is ever going to look. At least we can say that because we ain't never seen his teams look like this, right? So for me, you got to win that game. You got to deliver. The ball is in your hands. If Patrick Mahomes got that ball at home, they winning the football game because he's showing us they're going to win the football game.
So you don't want to show any clips of Josh putting the ball in, throwing the ball deep to Stephon Diggs, one of the top wide receivers in the league, mm-hmm. and he drops it.
No doubt.
We don't want to put that on there.
No doubt.
Ball in the pocket. We can sit here and do this all day. We can sit here how Josh Allen had a skate, runs over to the sideline, throws on a run like an Aaron Rodgers joint to Shakur. Come on, dog.
Not taken away from
you. You can't. So we can always do this and pick plays that didn't happen or did happen. We can't do that. What I'm saying is this. We talking about Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid here. Let's put the respect on them. Right, and all the other people that played with Tom Brady when he was running things with Belichick. No, I ain't gonna use Belichick. When Tom Brady was running things with the Patriots, we didn't say to the other quarterbacks, right?
Say what? Say what? Say what?
I'm saying they wasn't winning when Tom was running around. And everybody, the dudes that did win, they stole a little one. Let me get this little one. I'm gonna get missing for a whole 2-3 years. Let me steal another one. But that happens, though.
Is it unfair?
Come on, man. Y'all getting wild.
No,
man.
All I'm saying Christ, is, though. Shady, all come I'm on, saying man. Is, I just want Josh to get one. I don't need Josh to get 4. I don't need Josh to get 5. I just
it's,
need Josh
wait, another thing. One. It's only in 6 years.
That's fair.
Yo, hold up. So Peyton Manning, we all love.
Yeah.
He didn't get Super Bowl to his 9th year.
Correct.
Breeze, another one. That's 9th year.
Correct.
And he Breeze only won one. And only won two. So like give him some grace period. Give him some time.
But here's my thought though is not only has he not gotten one, he ain't got the MVP either. So what am I supposed to, as a Josh Allen fanatic, hang my hat on? Lamar Jackson has the individual accolades. He'll likely get 2 MVPs. He has one. Joe Burrow has a collective accolade. He went to a Super Bowl. Josh Allen doesn't have the MVPs that Lamar has.
Okay.
He ain't been to the Super Bowl that Burrow has. Burrow came into the league after Josh Allen. I believe Lamar came into the league the same year as Josh Allen.
The same year.
So as I'm looking at it, I'm just sitting here saying, like, Shady, what's the point in winning if losing doesn't matter?
But all that you saying, if I ask you who's better, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, what you going to say?
I'll say Josh.
Of course you are. Of course you are. So all the accolades, cool. That's cool. It's cute. But you know what's really going on. You know what a really better quarterback is.
But also, Josh has won the division 4 years in a row.
That don't matter. That don't even matter.
4? I should know because they're always keeping the Dolphins out of it. 4 years in a row. They've been to an AFC championship. They've been to the divisional round twice. And he's in his sixth year. This is the end of his career, and this is the conversation we're having. Okay. Like, then we can start contextualizing his legacy. Okay, he did have all this talent, but never made it to a Super Bowl or only went to one AFC championship game. But in year six, and listen, we're all disappointed, right? Like, in the way that that ended for Buffalo, whether you were rooting for Kansas City or not, it was a great game, and it didn't go Buffalo's way for the third time now in the postseason. So what it means is there's a separation. We're in a different room, Kansas City, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes.
They different.
Travis Kelce are different. So we don't need to be comparing them to anybody else. They're just in a different, over here, let's let them, take them off the table. In year six, like, this is where I get with Shady on the Super Bowl thing. Like, it's so hard to get to a Super Bowl, which is why when we dismiss people having gone to a Super Bowl, it's crazy to me. Like, we want to hold people to a standard. They have to get to a Super Bowl. They're not great. And then the ones that do go to a Super Bowl, we're like, yeah, it's cool. Like, it's cool Jared Goff went to a Super Bowl. It's cool. Do you say that's all Josh Allen needs to verify that he's great, but you have another player that went and then is back in the NFC Championship game that we don't even want to say is like that?
Yeah.
So, like, what does matter? It's the talent over collective accomplishments argument. And I think when it comes to Josh Allen, we want more because he is so talented.
That's what it is. And I think that's what it comes down to right there. It is Josh's fault. You said Peyton Manning's. You said Drew Brees's. You said Eli Manning's. In my humble opinion, none of them dudes got what Josh got with what Josh has showed us that Josh can do on that football field. And he truly has nothing to show for. Every year, Josh is picked to win MVP. His team is picked to win the Super Bowl by a lot of people because of what they have seen Josh do with his own two eyes. And as we're watching Josh, we're like, this is the year, bro, like that. And every single year we sit here and we like, Josh done failed us again, basically.
Did Josh fail him yesterday?
He lost. I ain't saying they lost
the
because of him.
Asked you that he fell
but they lost.
Yesterday.
Yes, because he the quarterback, ball in his hand at the end of the game. But he has done that to himself strictly because how talented he is and how he has played and what he has put on tape, right? Peyton Manning ain't look like Josh. And I know Peyton Manning, Hall of Famer and all that. Drew Brees ain't look like Josh. Josh is a different type talent at the quarterback spot. That's why he's going to be favorite to win MVP next year probably, and his team going to be favorite to win the Super Bowl probably, whoever they retain or sign or whatever, because he is like that at the quarterback spot.
I just feel like this, man, and we're not giving enough credit to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
I thought it was crazy
to even have this conversation last week. I'm like, yo, I said, listen, I think the Bills are playing better. They're a better team. The offense is playing better, right? All these things.
Yeah.
But, and they should win.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to beat Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's who they are. It's their heir. And all them guys you just named from Peyton Manning, all them dudes, I don't think they beat Patrick Mahomes. Let's keep it 100.
I think, okay, well, that's him.
That's going to be close. You know why? Because I think Peyton Manning's the truth.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite quarterbacks, right?
Hall of Fame.
But when you look at the heirs, and right now, it's the same thing how Brady had it. And he passed that torch to that boy with that good hair boy that went five. You see what it is.
This is what you're saying. This is why I don't, because I'm with your logic. I truly am up until I exit. Because I'm like, what you're saying doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So Brady ran things. We've established that. But while Brady ran things, Ben Roethlisberger went and got one. Mm-hmm. Brees, like you said, got one. Rodgers got one.
Eli beating
Eli
twice.
Got, so I'm real quick.
Okay, but service size is 20 years.
Sure.
Okay. My boys only went 7 years.
No doubt. But here's the other thing I can say is I can cut them at 10 years because Rodgers played longer, but Rodgers got his within the first 10 years. Rodgers came into the league, I believe, in 2004. James Jones, what year did y'all win?
2010.
So I can cut it off.
In 10 years?
I can cut it at 10. But I can even cut it before 10. My point is, can you not go get one? And again, I would also say 6 years as a quarterback, in my mind, is a long time. The reason being is, Shady, you accomplished a lot in the league in your first 6 years.
Right.
I think you also hit your highest highs in the NFL in your first 6 years. When I think about Joe Flacco, the one he got was in his first 6 years. Ben Roethlisberger, the one he got was in his first 6 years. One of the ones he got. Eli Manning, one of the ones he got was in his first 6 years. Russell Wilson, one of the ones he got was in his first 6 years. Joe Burrow, he went in his first 6 years. Mahomes, the one he got, he went in his first 6 years. Brady went in his first 6 years. Your first 6 years, it's not like that's a short amount of time. So we can keep waiting year by year by year by year by year, and it'll be 2034, and we're still sitting here doing speak like, yeah, but Josh might get it next year.
So you, but all the guys you named, all the guys you talked about, I think Peyton Manning's better than all them guys, right?
Sure, of course.
Nine years, though. He didn't go to his ninth year.
Correct.
Drew Brees, better than a lot of them guys you talked about. He goes to his ninth year. Mm-hmm. So add them all to that list. Good list. Add them to the list, though, because it matters.
It does.
It matters.
I don't think we'd be having this conversation. I truly don't. If Josh also had given you something. If he'd given you a league MVP, if he'd given you something. I don't think we'd be having this conversation. Because I'm with you and I'm with Joy. Like, we would all say Josh is great. But then I have to stop down and check myself and be like, but don't you got to do great things to
who
be great?
Who else is doing it, though? Like, Grady did it and Burrow didn't win.
But so, he went. Like,
okay, but who else? Who else? Is it possible there's just only like a little bit of great in anything?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Be that little bit of great.
But like Mahomes is that. So then everybody else is below because Burrow only just went. And to be clear, I think Burrow is a great quarterback. I think Josh Allen is a great quarterback. I think Lamar Jackson is a great quarterback. Stop. Like there's a gap. There's levels to this.
Correct.
What are you saying? You think Josh Allen's never going to get to win a Super Bowl?
Beat Pat too.
Remember, I've said that before this season.
So you think Josh Allen will never get to or win a Super Bowl?
I mean, it's a lose-lose me answering this now because it's me picking against the field
but
of like, eternity.
But we are,
but yes,
the
as it stands now, I would say
that's football though.
We are having the conversation right now about how great he is, and you're arguing because he hasn't been to or broken through past Mahomes that he is not great.
I am arguing that it's not that he's not great. He is a great talent.
Yeah.
But how can we say that Josh Allen is as great as we want him to be when he can't do what Burrow has done? When he can't do...
Well, who else?
Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback
that has ever touched the football field.
Tom Brady and Joe Burrow.
So all I'm saying is 40% of the time thus far, I think 2 out of 5 times, Patrick Mahomes has lost. So now Lamar does it. Now Lamar would be there. Now we won't have to count Lamar, but Burrow,
he 80% in the playoffs though, man. Like that's what I keep saying. I don't think you respect who Pat and Andy Reid are though. He 80% in the playoffs
so
though.
Is like Josh just never supposed to be.
No, but
it's not about it's never.
But what I'm saying is he has time though. I just told you that Peyton Manning and Drew Brees
is retiring
and he's Super Bowl for 9th year. So my thing is like, yo, in that span, right, you telling me that Josh won't get to that point?
He's 27 years old.
He's a young quarterback, and you're going against probably the best quarterback going to play football.
I do not have confidence, and I'm with Acho as we sit here today, because it'd be crazy to say, you know, if he played 10 more years. But as we sit here today, I don't have confidence saying that Josh is going to a Super Bowl. If you can't beat Patty right now.
Right now.
And not only that, you're going to have guys like Joe Burrow and them boys coming back next year that has beaten Patty and been there. Like, this was set up for him to go. That's why I said on the show last week, if you can't beat him right now, Josh, when you going to beat him?
Maybe.
You at home, your team playing better, you the hottest football team, the ball in your hands, and you still can't beat Patrick Mahomes. I know Patrick Mahomes great. That topic is coming up next. But come on, Josh, because we believe that's why you arguing with us right now, because you believe Josh Allen is great. And you can't get one of these done?
My argument is just like, who else is doing it? Not a lot of people doing it.
That's but not a lot of people we consider Josh neither, though.
Say
that part.
Yeah, that part. I get that. But Josh and Pat is different, too.
No question. Right? I said he looking right at him with binoculars.
All right, so my thing is like, all these other guys we keep trying to throw in there with him. Listen, on the Rushmore, it's going to be Peyton Manning. It's going to be
Tom Brady.
No. Montana, right?
Yep.
Then it's going to be either Tom or Pat and Tom. That's how it's rolling right now. I go from the back to the front, right? So, and even them areas, like, who's really winning? That's my thing. Who's really winning when Tom was on
what
top?
What I'm saying, are you
and
saying
we talking about 20 years?
Because it's a lot of people that won.
A lot of people won.
Eli beat him twice
on your
Mount Rushmore. Listen, Eli beat that boy twice.
With the serving size of 20 years, though, right? Somebody's going to steal one or two. But I'm saying, you look at Patrick Mahomes, though. He's been in six AFC championship games in a row,
yeah,
right? And in that run, Brady beat him in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
right? And Joe Burrow beat him in the AFC championship game.
Yeah.
Can I ask you?
This is small.
Can I ask you a question?
And he's only 27, yeah, 28 years old?
Can I ask you a question?
Another 10 years of doing this.
Because you play with Josh, right? And you ride for Josh 24-7. When you first seen Josh,
mm-hmm,
right? And you call him franchise because you knew he was special.
I knew what time it was.
When you first seen Josh, if somebody would have said, Shady, he going to be going on year 7 and he ain't never going to been to a Super Bowl, would you have believed that?
I don't know
how special he is.
As a rookie, I can't see that as a rookie. I can't see that. You can see that?
So after year three, we all knew how special Josh was. If they said,
listen,
Shady,
Josh at his best, that boy can win a championship. That's what I said. I don't know about what gear and all that craziness. I said he's that good. He's going to win a championship.
He's won the division 4 years in a row, went to an AFC championship in two divisional games. He can't beat Patrick Mahomes. Burrow's done that, and the greatest quarterback to ever walk the earth did it. I think...
It's crazy.
We're so focused on... We're not even focusing on what happened at the game because we want to, like, take Josh down a notch. Mahomes is up here, and then the next conversation is all the way down here.
But it didn't have to be. That's where I'm saying. It didn't have to be. If Josh would have beat him,
that's saying a lot, though. But he didn't, and he can't beat Mahomes. That matters. But it doesn't mean it's never. Like, we're talking about the next... 10 years? Yeah. We can't sit here and say that. They win the division every year. Every year they're going to be in the playoffs. We have no idea what's going to happen next year. As a matter of fact, because we didn't get to the AFC, we didn't get to the team that is going to be in the AFC Championship game in Patrick Mahomes. Shady said it before the game. I've been saying it all year. I'm going to say this phrase. It's going to trigger something in your memory because I said it all year. Would anyone be surprised if the Chiefs were in the AFC Championship game? How many times did I say on the show? 50 times over the course of this season, every time we crushed them. Would anyone be surprised if they're there? No. So it's Kansas City. It's Patrick Mahomes. He's one of the greatest players that we've seen in this game in a very short amount of time. He's up here. Everyone else is. That's the conversation starts down here.
Can you give me your So we're gonna leave Mahomes out of it because we know who he is. What's your quarterback like order?
But that's why it's this. Before
this game goes right, before this AFC game happens, let's say it's not happening. What's your quarterback order?
I would have said Burrow, then I would have said Allen, then I would have said Jackson, then question mark.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. So that's my thing. It's like Lamar has what MVP? That's an MVP though. Yes, so you talk about accolades though. It's the reason why he has the accolades, but you still think in your mind that Josh is ahead of him,
and that's why it's so disappointing.
But I'm saying it's who you going against, right? Like Burrow. I don't know if Burrow gonna keep beating Pat because let's think about this though. Now them dudes can't get paid. Mm-hmm. Higgins or Jamar, that's gonna break it up. So we gonna see. So we just gotta know that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. It's the reason why they up here,
this,
man.
But this is crazy too because I just seen this on my thing. In the playoffs, Josh has beat Mac Jones, Skylar Thompson, Mason Rudolph. He played a Lamar and Lamar got hurt in the second quarter, didn't finish the game.
Who's that?
Josh Allen's playing.
But they kind of won that game. Lamar threw that pick six and all that.
Okay, Lamar, Mac Jones, Skylar Thompson, and Mason Rudolph.
What's that?
Well, we calling this dude great though.
What are you trying to say?
I have a question.
What does that mean?
So let's take Mahomes out of it, right? Where did he slide in the order of good? Let's call it good since we want to get confused by great. Only Patrick Mahomes is great. Who are the top three quarterbacks in the league right now?
To me, Josh losing to me has to put him behind Lamar.
Okay.
Not me.
What?
So where?
That's why it's so frustrating to me because I put Josh number two. It's Patty Josh. And that's why it's like, man, you can't get this one done. And
hold up, before we leave the break, you got to explain that. Yeah. So now Lamar's the number two?
Yeah.
How did it happen?
Because Lamar, at the end of Lamar's 6 years and Josh's 6 years, one has two MVPs, will have. One will have been to an AFC championship game. Boom. One has no MVPs, and one has been to an AFC championship game. Boom. So when I just look at him, one has been the best player in football twice and gone to an AFC championship game.
Oh.
One has never been the best player in football. And one has gone to an AFC championship game.
It's crazy how you change your mind that quick. Because you just said how Lamar and whatever win the playoffs, he's in the third.
Correct.
And you think that he's a better quarterback.
But that's why I started the show by saying, Shady, this game meant so much. Because if Josh would have won, and now Josh all of a sudden can go to a Super Bowl, now it solidifies every single thing that Josh has been doing.
So you are saying that Lamar is a better quarterback than Josh?
Yeah, I have to. Because the gap isn't so wide that Lamar's wins don't matter.
You my guy, though. I'm gonna let you live. One time he's saying he ain't, now he is. I don't know what the... I'm just gonna rock with you. I guess
after the last game.
Okay, all right. He is.
That look that he gave you, boy.
Like, you know, you like...
You have that pin, too. That boy said...
Like, you know what you done. Come on, now.
When we returned, Brock Purdy found a way to get it done. But was he impressive? That is next on Speak. Don't forget, check us out every day on my first channel, SiriusXM.
Man. That was the look, boy. Oh, we got that. Boy, he slammed that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was not easy and was not without anxiety, but the Niners headed to the NFC Championship game once again. That makes 3 years in a row. They beat the Packers, and boy, it came down to a last possession drive. Keep in mind that the Niners were trailing going into the fourth quarter in unprecedented fashion. I'll put it like this. Brock Purdy impressed me, family, and he impressed me for this reason. He didn't play well. I'll establish that, but he played well enough to win, and the sooner that you understand the difference, the better it is for everybody. What did we ask Brock Purdy to do this season? We said, can Brock Purdy win without Deebo Samuel? Well, guess what? He did that. We said, can Brock Purdy come from behind when that team is trailing? Well, guess what? He did that too. I will not criticize Brock Purdy for getting help. Christian McCaffrey, he constituted 36% of the Niners offense. But guess what? Aaron Jones constituted 35% of the Packers offense. I will not criticize an individual for being helped, particularly when the opposing quarterback got help too. What else do I notice? On that game-winning drive by Brock Purdy, that game-winning drive where he had to go 69 yards down the field, Brock Purdy constituted 58 of those yards, 46 through the air, 11 on the ground. But what was even more fascinating was in the most pivotal of moments, Brock Purdy went 6 for 7 on that drive to 5 different receivers. After George Kittle had a pivotal momentum-stopping 2nd and 5 drop, Brock Purdy said, it's all good, found Ayuk. Brock Purdy said, it's all good, found Conley. Brock Purdy said, it's all good, found Kittle once again. Brock Purdy said, it's all good, found McCaffrey once again, and the Niners won. We might talk for a long time about Brock Purdy's almost interceptions. Let's just make sure we talk a lot about Jordan Love's actual interceptions. I was impressed. Not because Brock Purdy played well, but Brock Purdy played well enough to win. Niners advance. James Jones.
That boy's something else. That boy is something else.
James Jones.
What's the question? Impressed?
Hold on. Because you text me after the game. You hit my line after the game. You said, hey, that was a close one.
You put that together really well right there.
James Jones, were you impressed by Brock Purdy in the Niners win?
You know, I'm trying not to come across as a hater. You know what I mean?
Try hard.
Because they did.
Just be honest.
They did win the game.
Be honest.
No, he did not impress me at all. At all, right?
Oh.
Yes, they won the football game. Yes, you usually tend to win football games when the other team makes mistakes. Yes, right? The Packers, young football team, made mistakes, right? Two of the best two throws Brock Purdy threw to us. Right? We just didn't catch them, right? We caught those against Dak Prescott, and the game ended up the way the game ended up, right? Sometimes, like I always say, to win championships, you need some luck on your side. He had some luck on his side in that game. But impress me? No. If you truly, truly ask me, Brock Purdy, for 3.5 quarters, was the worst player on the field.
Oh, don't do that.
No, that's true.
I'm keeping it 100 with you. For 3.5 quarters until that last drive, he was the worst player on the field for the San Francisco 49ers. They were in a hole losing the football game because of him. And it really could have been out of hand if the Packers just made the simple plays. It wasn't even hard plays. He threw the football straight to Savage. He threw the football straight to Nixon. So, but when you ask me impressed, no, I'm not impressed with you. When 3.5 quarters, you are the worst player on the football field. And that's what I seen with my own two eyes, right? For 3.5 quarters, Jordan Love was way better than him. For 3.5 quarters, on the offensive side of the ball, Christian McCaffrey was the best player on the offensive side of the ball. And we can go on down the line. He made the plays when he had to make the plays. I'm going to give the man his credit for that drive.
I didn't hear that. Get a little bit louder.
He made the plays when he had to make the plays, so I'm going to give the man his credit for that drive. But when you talk about impressed, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I heard you the first time, James.
Absolutely not.
I've only been to Wisconsin once.
You know what I'm saying? You see I'm still in my feelings.
I've never been to Green Bay, so it doesn't matter to me. I just want to see what the standard is here because I get very confused. We move the goalposts around for whatever we want it to be convenient for. So what is Brock Purdy the best at?
I didn't say he's the best.
No. What does Brock Purdy do the best? What is he do the best?
Win, I guess.
Win.
I don't say he's the best at anything.
Win. No. Not better than other people. Like, what is his best attribute?
Win.
He wins.
Yeah, win. Yeah,
okay, cool. So it don't matter how he played. Mm. But, that is a negative for other quarterbacks.
Mm.
So I just want to make sure today, again, this is a very monumental day on the 22nd of January, 2024, that the standard is for impressed, you just win the game. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not for me, but I'm asking, like, that's what it sounds like.
Well, I'm not going to be talked into something.
You just said you are impressed that he won the game, that he made the plays he needed to make at the end of the game to move on to the NFC Championship game. Cool. So that means if you win the game, if your best attribute isn't throwing the ball, isn't necessarily situational football throughout the game, isn't not putting your team in a hole, isn't relying on the talent around you, isn't relying on your defense to make a huge play, if that's not the standard, then cool, yeah, I think you have to be impressed because he is clutch. And sometimes that's all you need. We had a very big conversation, very long conversation about how talented he is before this game, last week. And the argument was he's smart, he doesn't make the wrong play, he wins games. What you cannot say about Brock Purdy is that he doesn't win games. That is what he has shown the ability to do. So how he plays during the game doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, this was supposed to be a blowout.
That's what they told me.
That's what I'm saying.
Green Bay was not even supposed to be in this game. And it came down to the wire because of Brock Purdy, because we all watched the game and saw that Brock Purdy was the reason that they were not blowing them out. And then he made the plays to win the game. So I can't say I'm not impressed or impressed because this is exactly what Brock Purdy is to me. He is somebody that goes and wins games. Do I think he is more talented than some of these other guys? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I think Jordan Love is more physically talented.
Yeah.
But Jordan Love made a mistake in the clutch moment that he should not have made. I don't care about any of the other ones except for the one at the end of the game. Because he had an opportunity to put his team in a position to not lose that game, and he threw the ball away.
Could have been a tie game, too.
Sure. But at the end of the day, San Francisco's playing next weekend, and Green Bay isn't.
It's true.
And so, you know, I just want to make sure we have established that just winning is enough. You don't, no matter how you play during the game or how much you rely on other players or what the scheme is or what the defense does, if you, as the quarterback, win the game, you are impressive.
Yeah, I'm going to say he wasn't impressive at all.
Thank you.
Right. Watching that game, he had some bad reads and some bad, bad throws.
Yes, sir.
I mean, like, awful. And a lot of them picks that the Packers picked off with Dak Prescott, they dropped.
They dropped.
Like, three of them.
Right.
That could have changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
And put the game away. So he didn't look impressive to me. And I will give him some, I guess, grace because he is a young quarterback. The issues with the ball, for some reason, with the weather, right? He had the glove on. Obviously, he had the glove on.
Everybody in the rain, though.
Well, I'm just saying, right?
Yeah.
He was trying to figure it out. Glove on, glove off, trying to figure it out. And then the last drive, though, he did show up.
Yes, he did.
But when you say impressive, like, it's a better team and not say anything about your Packers because they are a young
team. Right.
And I think that they are overachievers for this year.
Yep.
Beginning of the year, we asked, are we going to pay Jordan Love? And we were like, well, why? I mean, what has he done?
True that.
So going forward, I think he's going to be better, right? I don't think if he played the Packers next year and play like that, I think they lose, right? So going against an inexperienced team, the youngest team in the playoffs at that.
Football.
Right? That you got away with.
Yep.
Okay, so to be impressive, nah. Not at all.
Here's what's interesting. Like, I'm realistic. I don't disagree really with nothing. Shady said, Joy, you asked a lot of rhetorical questions, but for the most part, I don't really disagree with anything you said either. I don't think Brock Purdy played well. He didn't. I'm just saying he played well enough to win.
Do you know why I asked rhetorical questions?
Go ahead.
Because we said all this about Jalen Hurts last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year. And what happened?
They stopped winning.
Why did they stop winning?
I would say because Hurts didn't make the plays that he needed to make.
Was he making those plays when they were winning?
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking these rhetorical questions is if that's the standard, then you should be actually very worried about Brock Purdy. Not impressed, very concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we see other teams play with their quarterbacks play that way and put themselves in holes and look terrible throughout the game and the other team is not able to take advantage of those mistakes, which obviously you need luck and all those things. Like, that's cool until you run into a team that doesn't drop those balls.
Agreed. I agree. I said this to the producers before the show. The Packers and the Bucks were the only team the Niners were going to beat in the playoffs playing like that.
So Brock Purdy, be happy you saw the Packers, because the Packers was the only team, and the Bucks was the only team you're going to be playing like that. But the thing about it is, and we said this all season, I wanted to see Brock, you go out there and win without Debo. I wanted to see it, and he did it. We all wanted to see, because we said that the Niners, they can only play from ahead, they can only play from in front. We all wanted to see the Niners win coming from behind. Mm-hmm. Shady, you made a statement. I didn't fully agree with it, but to some degree, we saw it. You said you want to see Brock Purdy win a game when he plays bad. Mm-hmm. We said that. People on the internet, they didn't understand what you were saying because they only watched the clip. I understood what you were saying. Like, can you overcome? Family, he did that. He I won't say sucked, but he did not play well for three quarters. So checks the box that Shady wanted to see, checks the box that Joy wanted to see, and that I wanted to see. You don't play well. Then we want to talk about the Packers drops. Please do. But we got to talk about the Niners drops, too. Y'all have all been in that situation before. Second and five, got to have it. Brock Purdy, if you lose this game, your future will be in question. George Kittle, you're all pro. Years running, drops the ball. Now it's third and five. Brock Purdy, you got to have it. And you make the best throw of what I will say your career. Brandon Ayuk, nobody is open except the check down. You hit Ayuk. Now it's first and 10. Ooh, and you throw to Chris Conley? Who is Chris Conley, family? I don't even know who that is, and I love the Niners. Then you get the first down, and you throw it again, which also tells me Shanahan has faith in you. Because don't act like McCaffrey got two carries that game-winning drive. Two carries. Two of them. Don't let people rewrite the narrative of what happened on that last drive. Two carries, and Brock Purdy threw it seven times. And the only incompletion was a George Kittle drop. So my last thought I'll say is this, and James Jones, obviously, it seems like you're eager to speak.
They might have been rusty, too, though, because they ain't played since, what, 18?
Agreed. And the Niners were the Ravens were rusty, too. Lamar Jackson said it. But my last thought I'll say is this, James Jones, is it seems like we want to judge Brock Purdy off of his film when his film is bad and judge him off of his results when his results are bad. So we always want to look for the bad. Well, the film was bad against the Packers. Judge him off the film. Well, the results were bad against the Vikings and the Bengals. Judge him off the results. Pick one, fam. Either judge him off the film or judge him off the results. But don't judge him off the film when the film is bad. Then judge him off the results when the results are bad, James Jones.
Like I said, I ain't want to hate today. I don't want to hate on the young fella. That's why I really truly hate these quarterback stats. And I really mean W's. Because once a quarterback gets a W, like we just killed, arguably, and we all sit up here and say the second best quarter in football because he did not win. Mm-hmm. And then we want to sit up here and get this man and say you're impressive and all this credit. And he was the worst player on the field for 3.5 quarters.
Vega, here's my thing. Here's why I got such an issue with what you're saying. I got the biggest issue I think y'all have today with what
he
said.
He did play well.
But let's stay in this game because I'm not going to argue about that game. We just spent 25 minutes doing it. Jordan Love, he threw a pick in the third quarter. It gave the Niners 3 points. That's a drive where y'all should have went down the field and won the game.
No question.
He threw a pick, Dre Greenlaw, gave the Niners 3 points. And then the Niners go down and score. Remember, Brock Purdy had one possession too. He went down the field and he scored on his. What Jordan Love do on his last one? Two timeouts left, a minute left, first down. He threw it across his body in a triple coverage pick. Brock Purdy didn't do that. So I don't have an issue with quarterback being a winning or losing stat because Brock Purdy had to go win the game, and he did. Jordan Love had to go win the game, and he threw a pick. Yeah. So if we want to say we weren't impressed with Brock Purdy, what were we by Jordan Love? We couldn't have been impressed by Jordan Love.
Jordan Love balled that whole game. That,
boy. Two picks?
But this is what I'm saying, though. Like,
two picks?
We change this all the time. Like Josh Allen outplayed Jalen Hurts in that game, but Jalen Hurts won the game.
Yeah.
All season, we're like, we don't even want to count that as a good performance because of the way that Josh Allen outplayed him during the game. I keep bringing up Jalen Hurts because it was the first thing that popped in my mind. Everything we're saying about Brock Purdy is what we said about the Eagles. So if you want to count, so you want to say it's rusty, like, cool, okay. I don't know how you leave that game feeling better about Brock Purdy. I don't know what I learned about Brock Purdy in that game.
He can come from behind.
He can come from behind.
Learn that. And he can win without Debo.
And he can...
He didn't look the same either on that game. I didn't know who the Brock Purdy was right there.
I agree, but...
From when I've been watching Brock Purdy, I was like, who's this dude? He looked...
But if we can't say we didn't learn anything.
The last three games. Baltimore,
but we learned some things. How do you truly feel about Brock Purdy today?
I feel worse about the Niners. And we're going to get to that topic later. I'm not lying to myself.
Is the Broncos or the Niners you're more worried about?
Both. Because the Niners' defense was not suffocating nearly enough. You allowed Aaron Jones to rush for a buck 18. You ain't giving up over 100 yards to a running back in 50 straight games. So I feel worse about them than the defense. It didn't suffocate enough. And I do feel worse about Brock. Like, I'm not going to lie to myself.
So how are you impressed if you feel worse?
Because he played well enough to win. James, I don't know, and you should know this better than anybody at this desk, is Aaron Jordan Love's last play was a pick.
It
was a pick.
It's just for me, like,
it was a pick.
If I go through a football game and I drop three footballs and my first three quarters is terrible, and I catch a game winner, I'm not walking in there feeling real, real good about myself. I didn't impress myself today.
Sure.
You was garbage today, Jones. You made one catch.
The game-winning catch.
He had one drive in that football game.
Winning drive, Jay. Like, how does that
That's
not
what I'm
matter?
Saying. Winning is all that matters. Winning is all that matters. So if Josh wins to gets to a Super Bowl, he should be the greatest quarterback in the
it
league.
It would be a completely different conversation today. Eli Manning will get into the Hall of Fame family because he won two of them things. He was 500 Andy his whole career. I think it's like 120 and 120. Like, he is average, but he won two games, and he going into the Hall, and rightfully so. In my mind, again, in my mind, winning is all that matters.
So hold on.
Talk to me.
Because the man, he's running a well-oiled machine. The man has a really good football team.
He does.
Right.
Yes, he does. He does, absolutely.
The only reason they were in that football game is because he has a really good football team around him, because for 3.5 quarters, he played garbage. We agree on that?
I don't agree on the first half. Because we're acting like Brock Purdy, like, put him out of the game.
That's what's weird
to me. Y'all keep acting like...
I'm just saying...
It was not going to be a blowout.
You were about to bet
me. I thought it should have been.
It was going to be a double digit.
I thought it was going to be a blowout.
What I'm saying is the reason why what you're saying, I believe the Packers is a solid football team, but the reason why what you're saying is the game is so close is Brock Purdy was not playing well.
Yes.
You understand? For 3.5 quarters. Because you keep on saying one drive. That's the only drive you brought up. So I say 3.5 quarters.
You can't say he looked bad, though. He looked bad. He was throwing the ball in the dirt. He was going everywhere.
He did.
High, everywhere.
The only tension I have is when James Jones says, like, he was the reason that the Packers.
He was for 3.5 quarters.
No, to me,
he was the reason what?
He was the reason that the Packers were way ahead or the Packers had a lead. No, the fact that for freaking Niners couldn't stop a nosebleed.
Well, yeah,
just let them go.
It can't be about the defense.
When your quarterback's playing so bad, you need your defense to play good. That's the difference. That's the difference.
Fair. Well, speaking of good defenses, Lamar Jackson's Baltimore Ravens, their defense didn't allow a touchdown the entire game. Didn't allow one touchdown, family. Golly, the AFC Championship is finally awaiting Lamar Jackson as they will host it. What did he prove in his win? A narrative appears to have changed. Next on Speak. Lamar Jackson showed up and showed out in the divisional game, beating the Texans. 4 touchdowns, no turnovers, 100-yard rushing, another 150 through the air. Like I said, 4 touchdowns, family, no turnovers. And his defense, they absolutely balled out. He's now headed to his first ever AFC Championship game. Joy Taylor, what did Lamar Jackson prove in the win?
One, that his MVP is super valid. And I know that we talk about MVPs in the postseason and how much does it matter. It's a regular season award. But we do like to see the MVP of the league have success in the postseason. And we didn't see that with Lamar so far, even though he had a unanimous MVP. Of course, we're assuming that he's going to win the MVP. He's going to win the MVP. So he will have 2 MVPs. And now the MVP will be in the AFC Championship game. So that's special. But I also got to thinking, I think it really validates running quarterbacks in a lot of ways, too. We've had some conversations about where we put running quarterbacks and how we look at stats. Do we count rushing yards when we list quarterback stats? Because we usually don't. We just do how many passing touchdowns do they have? How many passing yards do they have? Last year, you had a running quarterback in Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This year, you have a running quarterback in Lamar Jackson in the AFC Championship game. I think it's time we start adjusting how we talk about quarterbacks, particularly quarterbacks that we know have the ability to use their legs to influence a game. Why do we not count rushing touchdowns when we're talking about a player's total touchdowns? Do they count for less points?
No.
No? Does it count for less if you throw for 3 yards for a passing touchdown or you run 3 yards for a passing touchdown?
All the same.
Or for a running touchdown? That's it's all the same. Yep. The running yards also count. They also move you down the field. So when you're talking about players like Lamar Jackson that are elite at both throwing the ball and running the ball, and it is actually showing in the postseason because they are in the AFC Championship game, I think we have to adjust how we talk about it. And him making it to the AFC Championship game, because a lot of people have a lot of critiques about his style of play, and if it does work, it does work. And we're seeing that, and there's a reason why that shift has happened in the game. So I think that this win was very influential, not just because, obviously, his legacy and getting a win in the postseason and getting to the AFC Championship game with two MVPs, but that part of it, to me, is really important. His style of play does work.
2-5, what Lamar proven to win?
Nothing. I told you that this game wouldn't be close, right? Playing the Texans at home in Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, who's been playing phenomenal football, and they got the best defense in football by a long shot, right? So he didn't prove me nothing. I always thought Lamar was a hell of a player. I always thought that the Ravens team was the real deal. Once they went up to San Francisco and did what they did to them, I said, yes, it's no-brainer. Now, this game's going to mean something to me, though. He beat Patrick Mahomes, that's going to mean something to me. He beat Josh Allen, that means something to me. I just think that when I look at this Ravens team, I mean, I know Lamar gets a lot of credit, and he deserves a lot of it. But this is a well-organized and ran team. They coach very well. On defense, just imagine this. You watch the Texans. They played the Browns, right, at home, and they was balling against that defense, right? You come to the Ravens, you come to Baltimore, they couldn't get in the red zone. They couldn't even find it. Yo, I've been looking for four quarters for this red zone. Where's it at? They couldn't find it.
I heard it was red.
Yeah, I heard it was red. And they say it's somewhere down there. But I don't know where the hell that thing's at. So there's no one that, like, yo, this team is legit. And if Lamar Jackson cannot go to Super Bowl with this team, and you did all this rapping earlier today, I don't know what we're going to say about him. Because he is that good.
Right.
Now you got two MVPs. He's super talented. And he's super confident now. You can see the way he moves around, he's confident.
Yep.
I think in the past, he was just really, really good. Now he know he's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yo, coach, relax. I got this.
Yep.
Action Jackson, don't trip. So going forward, I need to see him beat Patty, right? Because nobody's really beating Pat. That's what's been happening. So to show us that, I can answer that question. But for this week, I put money on him.
It's interesting. To me, it validated the switch of offensive coordinators. And I love Greg Roman more than anybody on this desk. I love Greg Roman. Had to go up against Greg Roman's offenses. I think Greg Roman does a phenomenal job elevating his quarterbacks. Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick, Tyrod Taylor, Lamar Jackson. I think he does a great job. But they switched OCs.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here looking like, Lamar, you haven't looked better than you looked under Greg Roman. Your team has looked as good as it looked under Greg Roman, but the offense don't look as good. But now he went from having, going into the game, 4 touchdowns, 7 turnovers in his playoff career, to 8 touchdowns, 7 turnovers in his playoff career. So if nothing else, at a minimum, it validated the switch.
Yeah.
You've gotten further than you've ever gone. Now, I do agree with you, Shady, in the fact that, well, the Texans are supposed to beat them. But I remember 2020, or maybe it was 2019, they were supposed to beat the Titans, and they lost 28-12. So I've seen Lamar Jackson play teams that he's supposed to beat in the playoffs and still catch an L. So at minimum, it validated the switch of OCs. What Joy said is very interesting. I'm interested to talk about that. I don't think we'll have time today. But it's been a lot. James, where you stand?
I mean, what it proved to me, number one, just watching it was very, 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 very impressive because he won. What it proved to me is Lamar Jackson knows exactly who this team is. And it proved to me the growth of Lamar. You just touched on them 7 picks,
8,
fewer interceptions,
7 turnovers,
right?
Yep.
7 turnovers, fewer interceptions. But as I was watching the game, they started off slow. And he never took them chances, right? He stayed the course. And for me, that was the development of Lamar Jackson, the trust in your defense. Like you said, they ain't never see the red zone. But understand, listen, we've been playing like this all year long. Stay the course. Just because it's the playoffs, I don't got to be something that I'm not right now. And that's what it proved to me, the growth of him losing in the playoffs, coming into this game, knowing you started off slow, he still said, I'm going to be Lamar. I'm going to take what's there with my legs. I'm going to throw the football to my receivers when they are open, but I'm not going to take any of these chances to put my team in a bad situation. And it was fun to watch because I seen them grow from that standpoint.
Chiefs going to their 6th straight AFC Championship game, family. 6 straight. What is the significance of that? Patrick Mahomes, he's like something we've never seen before. Are the Chiefs already a dynasty? What in the world are we witnessing? That's next on Speak.
Wow.
family, the Chiefs are back at it again. The game did, in fact, come down to the wire, but wide right, the Bills kicker went. Travis Kelce, he went to the end zone not once, but twice, and the Chiefs win. That makes six straight AFC Championship games, and Patrick Mahomes 3-0 versus Josh Allen. Shady, you were a part of one of these AFC Championship games for the Chiefs. It led you to a Super Bowl in which you won. What's the significance, though, Big Dog? We're witnessing history, six straight AFC Championship games. Tell the viewer just how monumental this is.
This is big, man. We always talk about the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick era and how they did it in their dynasty and all that. We watching it, and we sitting there right now. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. This is their era. This is their time. This is why Andy Reid, to me, is the best coach to ever coach this game. And this is why Patrick Mahomes is on the hills. On the hills. I call him seven-time Tom Brady. We're watching it. And I think that this is only the beginning. Think about this for a second. This is still a young quarterback. He's going to get better and better and better, more confident. He's going to probably put more of his input on the offensive game plans of the playbook, what we want to do. They're going to get better and better. Andy Reid, he ain't slowing down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He even slimming down. Andy Reid, he ain't slowing down, and he's slimming down. He look a little lighter on TV. I don't know what it is. It must be the winning. So I'll just say this. This win is so big to me because it's only going to get better and better and better as the time goes on. Who knows? I mean, the next 3 years, you might see Chiefs with two more championships. Because them young boys are going to get better. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, it's greatness. It's great, history. Man. It's dynastic.
Big red in the making.
It's we're in the middle of it. I'm old enough now. Yeah. You know, I've witnessed several of these kind of eras, particularly the Tom Brady era.
We was there for that.
Yeah, and this is what it felt like. This is what we're.
That's what it felt like. Every year they back in it.
Every year they're in it. We think they're down. We count them out. They don't have enough weapons.
They wounded.
Travis Kelce ain't it right now. He's too distracted. Didn't
he's,
seem
he's
very distracted
dating.
Last night. He's in it. Dating.
Wait, hold up, real quick, not to cut you off.
Here we go.
Did you see the little hearts? His mama wasn't at the game. His mama didn't go to the game. And I know he loved Kelce, his brother Jason, but they don't do the whole, they don't do all that. It's only one more option, Joy Taylor.
That's not their brother side.
He's like, mwah, 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 mwah. And I'm not a Swiftie, but I know Swifties when I see
you. Yeah, yeah. I think you are a Swiftie though. No, it's incredible. That's why I kept saying all season long. Will we be surprised? Just really be surprised. Search your soul. You would not be surprised. And we can't say we're surprised. They're there again. We just need to stop saying it's over, stop worrying about it until we see the end of it, because we are not going to see the end of it for a very long time. They're just like that. Some people are just special, and they're chosen. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce are just like that.
And real quick, James, and it looked like Pat is embracing this type of smoke.
Yeah, you seen after the game? When he ran towards them throwing the joints?
That too, but Andy Reid don't even let you do all that. Like, he likes you to be, like, you know, engaged, but don't get too cocky.
First
you know
time,
what I mean?
First time on the road.
And another thing he said, yo, everybody keeps saying we played away games, the Super Bowl. We lost, but we played there. He wanted everybody to know that. But then furthermore, I watched the interview after the game. He said, hey, they asked for this, and they got it. I said, that's not even how Pat acts. Pat feeling it right now. He feeling it.
Yeah, this is
false.
This is greatness, man. We witnessing the dynasty right here. And to be honest with you, when the Buffalo Bills kicker trotted out there, I'm looking at the TV like, boy, got a minute and 30. It's over. Even if he made it, I'm like, Patty finna get this ball with two timeouts. I'm like, this here rap. Like, he done beat Josh again, even if they did make it. And it's just crazy because that is the same way we felt about Tom.
Oh, they done left this man. Oh, they tripping. Two timeouts.
You know what I'm saying? So this is greatness that we're witnessing. And to be honest with you, like I told my boys, because one of my younger son's a Chiefs fan, he like, Daddy, what you? And I just did the Jordan. I don't even know what to tell you about Patty. So when anybody say anything about Patty, you think he gonna win? You think?
Bro.
I don't know. Like Patty, we witnessing greatness, man.
I'm with all y'all. What I thought about this morning, Joy, I thought about this 2-5. I said the Chiefs are the bouncers of the NFL. You got to go through them to get into the club. Y'all all been trying to sneak into clubs before. At least I have. Hey, open up the side door. Hey, can you get in through the back? No, you got to go right past the bouncer, and the Chiefs, Big Red and Patrick Mahomes are sitting there, and you got to walk by them. The most impressive thing, and one of the most impressive feats for me in sports, one of the most impressive feats for me in sports is for 12 years, nobody talks about this, for 12 years, you had to beat LeBron to go to or win a chip.
We know LeBron went to his 8 or 9 straight, but don't forget in 08, in 09, and in 10, it was Celtics, Magic, Celtics. You had to get past LeBron. So if you was going to win, beating LeBron was a prerequisite. If you were going to the Super Bowl in the NFL of today, beating Patrick Mahomes is a prerequisite for the last 6 years, whether it's Brady if you want to go back to 18, whether it's Burrow if you want to cut to the 20s, or whether it's right now Lamar Jackson and or Pat. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're the bouncer. They standing by the velvet rope, and you're not getting in unless you get past Big Red.
Lamar.
Got to get past
Big Red with the little shirt on with his little arms out.
show your guns, Big Red.
When we return, the Bills, they were eliminated in heartbreaking fashion. But were we encouraged or discouraged by their season? Is it all Josh Allen's fault? That's next on Speak.
Buffalo is different.
What a move.
Wow. This year it feels different for the city. And this time, Kansas City Chiefs have to come play in Buffalo. Bills Mafia, stand up, because that's where you come in.
Oh, play of the night.
Bills Mafia, let's run.
I went. Katie, how do you feel about the fact that you did that and the Bills lost?
Well, hey, man, I got a great relationship with them guys, and they asked me to do it, and I did it.
So I get that you don't own that loss at all? Like, you don't think you're a part of that loss? I was going to bring this on camera.
I didn't play.
But I did. I talked to Andy Reid at the end of the game. We did text.
But, Shady, don't you feel like you were supposed to be the motivator? Like, you were the last thing Bills players heard before they took the opening kick. Like, don't you think your words should have done a little extra something?
I mean, I don't play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't play.
I ain't gonna lie, though, man. You had me ready to go. That's their fault, bro. When I heard you, I'm like, Shady got it. They got it amped in there. Bill's Mafia was amped up, too. That's their fault.
Yeah,
it was really
for Bill's Mafia, not for the players.
Yeah, not you.
Yeah.
Not you.
Okay, well, the Bills, they hosted a home game. They lost the game. At the end of the day, their season, it came really to a depressing end. Shady, were you encouraged? Or were you discouraged with how the Bills season went? Now that it's
I'm encouraged, though. So I'm being honest. I think that for the year that they had, man, they got all the way to this point. They had a lot of injuries that nobody talks about, right? They just think that Sean McDermott's such a good coach and you got Josh Allen, he's such a great quarterback, Stephon Diggs and all the names. But a lot of their best players were hurt. We always talk about how good the Ravens are, how good Lamar Jackson is, how good this Ravens team is. They're unbeatable. And you look at it from head to toe, the top to the bottom, bottom to the top, they healthy, and they all good. When you pay your all-pro players, you're paying for a reason. Look at the Bills. They're probably their best player on defense. Their cornerback, right? What's up with him? He's hurt for the year.
True.
Your best linebacker, all-pro. He's hurt for the year. So you look at all these different things. You pay Von Miller all this money. I mean, he hasn't done anything yet in the playoffs, right? Yep. And that's my boy. I'm just speaking what it is. So as much as we want to, you know, bash Josh for not winning, at one point they were 6-6. They made all them runs and went on one of them games with all them guys hurt. So give a lot of credit to them boys, man. They'll be back next year.
I am very 2-5, very, 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 very discouraged. And the reason I'm discouraged, and let me get my single, please. Reason I'm discouraged, it's because the Bills are still sick. Y'all know what they say, winning cures all. Had the Bills won the title, well, they would have been healthy. But at the end of the day, they're sick. It's like when you get broken up with, you might go to a comedy show, but after that show ends and the laughs are done, you go back to the crib and you realize, dang, I'm single. And the Bills, y'all still sick. Tre'Davious White coming off injury. Matt Milano coming off an injury. You signed Von Miller for that game. Von Miller gave you nothing but 3 tackles all season. Stephon Diggs, remember his brother at the beginning of the season still said Josh Allen made him. Still got that issue. Playoff Gabe Davis, what's going to happen there? Micah Hyde, his contract's up. So you're still sick. Yes, the winning, it covered the illnesses, but you're still sick. Offensive coordinator, oh, you don't have one. Defensive coordinator, oh, you don't have one. The Bills are still sick. So the reason I'm discouraged is because when it's all said and done, now that the balloon has been popped, there's nothing to hang your hat on. The Bills are sick, and winning couldn't cure it all because they didn't win it all.
I'm discouraged because of the Chiefs, not for the rest of the league. I think they're going to be in the postseason next year. I think they'll be competing for the division next year. Like Shady said, they did have a lot of injuries. Maybe they played a part in it. Obviously, Josh struggled earlier in the season. That's why part of the reason why they were 6-6. I like how they finished the season, but I don't like that they had to finish the season that way. What I'm discouraged about is the fact that they lost to the Chiefs again. Through everything else, like, there's not a lot of other teams in the AFC that will put up against them. And next year, like James said, Josh going to be favored to be one of the ones to win the MVP. They're going to be favored to go to the Super Bowl. But if they got to go to the Chiefs, they ain't going to get there. So that's the part that is discouraging to me, because it really felt like this is the game.
It felt like it was.
It just did. And it wasn't just narrative. They were the hottest team. Josh was playing at a high level. Josh still played really well in that game. It's at home, and they still couldn't get it done. So as far as beating the Chiefs, yeah, that's about as discouraging as it can get.
Yeah, I'm discouraged because I look at the Aaron Rodgers, who's 1-1, the Breeze, the Paytons, the Russ, the Elis, and I put Josh Allen in that category of just strictly just talented quarterbacks at the quarterback position that even though these dudes have won some stuff, it's some of these dudes that you might say, give me Josh over, right? And I'm discouraged because it's another year to where he is at home. And the Buffalo Bills this season, they fifth most money in the National Football League. They spent money to put this team together, to put together a championship football team. And then you have Patty Mahomes at home and you do not get it done. The year before that, you got Joe Burrow at home and you don't get it done. I'm discouraged because, number one, Joe coming back.
Yeah.
Number two, Patty coming back. And you showed me that you can't beat these dudes in the playoffs with a really good team that they spent a lot of money to put together. This team is going to look totally different. It might even be more pressure on Josh Allen's shoulders to deliver, to be able to cover up some more things on this roster because they might not be spending that money this year. So for me, it's discouraging because I truly believe every single year Josh Allen has a chance to win the Super Bowl. That's the type of talent that he is. That's why a lot of people pick him. And every year he has not been in it. So I'm discouraged from that standpoint, and it's only going to get stronger with these quarterbacks getting healthy and coming back.
Just be encouraged with this, though. Yeah. Only year 6, 27 years old.
I'm with you.
Again, led the league in touchdowns and yards. Yep.
That's why I put him in the category with them names.
Come on,
well, the Niners got the dub, but do we feel good about it? Mm. Are you more or less confident in the Niners after that game? Oh, this is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. That's next. Niners, they won, but it was not pretty. Brock Purdy didn't dazzle at all until the end of the game. Niners defense gave up about 330 total yards, but McCaffrey got in the end zone, and they got it done. Bring us on camera. James Jones, going to you first, but I'll be honest. I will keep it quick. I'm less confident in the Niners
than I was.
I'll be honest. I'm less confident. I thought the Niners were going to blow the Packers out. I did not think it was going to be close. I thought it was going to be a beatdown. I thought the Niners defense would suffocate them. I thought Brock Purdy and the Niners offense would dazzle. Now, I did not think the weather was going to be that bad, so shame on me for not doing my due diligence about the weather beforehand. But I can't leave that game being more confident in the Niners because they didn't play great. Thank God they saw the Packers. If not the Packers, praise God, they would have seen the Bucks. But outside of the Packers and the Bucks, I don't think the Niners could have beat any team remaining in the playoffs based on how they played. I think they'll get back on track versus the Lions. I do think they'll win that game. But going into it, I'm not as confident as I was.
Yeah, I'm not as confident either. And strictly because of my first take earlier in the show. For the first 3.5 quarters, they so-called leader, best player on the football team.
Nobody says he's the best player on the football team.
He was up for MVP.
Nobody says that.
He was up
literally okay. Nobody
he
says
was,
that.
He was up he for was MVP. Up
nobody
MVP.
Says that.
I'm just saying. So one of their really good players.
Valuable. But
one
nobody
of their really
says
good
he's
players
best.
That touches the football every single play.
Thank you. Say that.
We'll play the really, really unimpressive football team. And they found a way to win. But, I mean, when I look at really his last three football games, his plays going like this. When I look at the Baltimore game, we know how that game went. When I look at the Commanders game, they started off extremely slow in that football game. He made a couple plays at the end of the game, you know, to Deebo Samuels to really win that football game. And then the Packers game, right? Did not play well. So I'm not that confident in the 49ers. And it's not just Brock Purdy. You touched on the defense. The defense did not play well. Kudos to the Green Bay Packers. Had a really good game plan for them. But the defense didn't play well. And Brock Purdy, like I said, ball in his hands every single play. He did not play well. I just don't see that truly changing overnight. I know you said blowout. I don't see it changing overnight. I'm less confident.
I feel the same. If the defense doesn't play great, they don't win. Mm. Or they come down to the wire and you got to count on him being clutch. So that better not be the game plan for next week. And that's how they're built. That was the conversation all season long. That's how they have to win games.
Yeah, I'm not confident with this group right now. Right, they should be able to win this next game against the Lions. But I don't know, because Green Bay ran the ball well. I think the Lions are really, really good running the ball. They got a fast running back, and they got a powerful running back, right? And then one thing about Jared Goff, he plays well off of the run. So we'll see. The only thing is that the Lions' defense ain't that great.
Suspect.
To me. So I think we should see Brock Purdy play a lot better than he did his last game because he was real shaky.
He was.
He's acting shady.
They say the weather's supposed to be better, though, too.
He's playing shady.
Does the other team play in the weather?
That's the weather's fault.
Yeah. That's why the other team threw two picks.
Anyway, when we return, who are we giving our game balls out to? Who deserves praise based on their play this weekend? That is next on Speak. Okay, you're throwing a heart up, Shady. They got the killer trap throwing a heart up.
There you go. Lovey love.
Casper the Ghost is getting his first ever Speak game ball delivered to him right here in my crib. All right? That don't really happen. And it ain't going to happen again. The first one ever, Casper the Ghost. Speak game ball.
Thank you. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Acho. Thank you, Shady. Thank you, Speak family.
It's going down tomorrow.
Aww.
You got to love that. Shady, who you giving this week's game ball to, dog?
Can't be one. It got to be two.
Okay.
Right? There's no Bill Belichick without Tom Brady, obviously. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, y'all get this ball because they count y'all out. And what did y'all do again? All y'all do is go to AFC Championship games or go to Super Bowls. Mm. Congratulations.
Mm. Y'all already know where I'm going mine. Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, a lot of people wanted to say that you can get it done.
That's crazy.
And Brock Purdy threw a perfect pass in the right moment to keep the drive alive.
All right, let me take Christian McCaffrey's ball from you.
Thank you.
Travis Kelce, 5 receptions, 75 yards, 2 touchdowns. He can do it all. And we counted him out, too, all season long. Great ones show up when they're needed most.
They
so
do.
The
no
ball
doubt
goes
about
to Travis
it.
Kelce.
Catch this real quick. Do yours, though.
You're lying. Lamar Action Jackson gets mine, man. You know what I'm saying?
Go get you another one, young fella.
We gotta get him his own Nerf ball.
You know what I'm saying?
I want him a Nerf ball.
That's it, champ. See y'all tomorrow.